Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 275. Yeah, Grimlock! This is a show recorded on the 12th of December, 2011. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Thought I'd wave, you know, just anyone.
Wave, just so people know who's talking, because obviously they cannot tell the difference.
Obviously.
Hi. Another live show, so hello to the people watching live. We've got four people watching, which is a record low for us, which is good because it's good when our first video stream gets the most traffic and then it goes downhill, because it shows that maybe we shouldn't bother doing this. And that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Aww.
Or maybe it shows that there's another competing program on at 8 o'clock.
Well, MasterChef's on at 8:30, so it's not that.
8:30. MasterChef, Michelle Giroux-Lugion. Shut up.
I'm not sure what happens at 8 on a Monday.
Yeah, stupid Michelle Rougie Pougie man.
You know his name. You
I don't know
time.
His name.
Michelle Roux Jr.
Michelle Roux Jr.
Junior.
Michelle Roux Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle is a girl's name.
The news.
So this week we've actually got a fair bit of news for some crazy reason. We're going to get the Catherine news over and done with, because to be honest, I'm sick and tired of talking about this stupid game.
Well, this should be the last bit of news.
Stupid man, don't poke me.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. It doesn't get your weight. Wee. Okay, so probably last bit of Catherine news before the release in the UK, and that is Catherine now has a release date. It's February 10th.
Why are we even looking at me? We're just going to see how bored I am. Let's look at you.
February 10th, and that's on Xbox 360 and PS3. There is a collector's edition coming out, as we mentioned last week, which is the Stray Sheep edition, slightly different to the Love Is Over edition that the Americans got. There's a standard edition as well, and it has the reversible cover, so you can have the PS3 or the 360 cover, depending on which one Catherine you prefer. So either blonde Catherine or brunette Catherine. But yeah. So February 10th, hopefully it won't be delayed anymore and it will come out then. And then I can finally play it in English. Can you stop doing that? Yeah, so that's cool news. I'm happy for that, because that means it's shortly after Christmas.
The next bit of news is about Touch My Katamari.
Back to me! So I believe that this may have already been known amongst people. But there's a new trailer for Katamari, or Touch My Katamari, which is a PlayStation Vita exclusive. What are you doing?
I'm looking at Facebook.
Oh, you're looking at Facebook and then
I'm not. I'm not even on the screen, man. So I can do what I want when I'm not on the screen.
Good thing I know what I'm talking about.
Well, you do know what you're talking about. You've got a computer there anyway.
I have, but otherwise I'd be looking down like that. So yes, Touch My Katamari, PlayStation Vita exclusive. It's a launch title. I'm not sure if it's going to be a launch title in the UK. I'd like to say hopefully it is. Katamari Games, for anyone who doesn't know, is a series of games that originally were made by Keita Takahashi at Namco before he left. And you play as the prince, who's a little... A little green dude, and he pushes a katamari, which is a giant sticky ball. And you collect things within an allotted time slot. So for the PlayStation Vita version, they're slightly changing it around a bit. And they are adding a squash and stretch element to it. The squash and stretch element means that instead of, say, there was a space, you thought, oh, I can get through that. Instead, now, you can roll towards it and push inwards on the back touchpad. And he goes up, or the katamari even, sorry. So the ball that you're rolling will stretch, and you can roll through a space. Or if there's a low kind of piece of... All I can say is a piece of geometry. You can then...
Kirby?
Stretch it out. Kirby, I guess. Kirby's squishy. Although, of course, you're not in direct... I suppose you do control the ball, but it's not the avatar as such. But then you stretch, and then the katamari will squish. And then you can roll it through that. So it's useful for things. So, in the later levels, of course, when there's buildings and you're rolling everything up, you'll be able to squish and roll through buildings and stuff like that. It's an interesting kind of thing that they're adding to it, mainly because that's always been kind of the the thing that goes wrong when you're playing it, which causes you then to like miss out on your timing. And miss out on your timing and then screw up. But I'm interested in seeing what it does with the game, because of course it adds different elements, so it might mean then that the levels are a lot easier to complete and you can finish them in short times, but they may have kind of balanced this out a fair bit so that you can actually get things done with like a couple of seconds left still, like how they usually are. So I'm hoping this squash and stretching doesn't screw it up. I would like to get it, however I may not be buying a Vita on launch, as I don't think I'm going to buy one launch at the moment, as Katamari is the only game I want, other than Uncharted, I suppose. But it's expensive and a big piece of equipment that could easily get pinched.
Aye, true that.
Walking around with £200 always makes you feel a bit conscious.
Really, I walk around quite routinely with like £1,600 worth of cash, and I'm like, oh no, I just dropped £20,000 down the sewer. But it don't matter, yo, because I'm loaded, because I'm a game show host.
Ugh. Well, I always feel a bit funny carrying around my 3DS or my phone, to be fair.
I always carry my phone. If I didn't have my phone, I wouldn't know what the time is.
If it's late and I'm in London and stuff like that.
I just punch people.
Punch people?
Just man up.
You punch people.
Let's talk about the next thing.
Cinemora, if that's how you even say it. Cinemora. It's one of the two ways you can say it. I'm not entirely sure myself. So this is a shmup, a Japanese shmup. Well, I say Japanese,
AKA
it's,
shoot-em-up.
It's developed, yes, AKA shoot-em-up. This is developed by Digital Reality and Grasshopper Manufacture. Grasshopper, of course, Studio 51 studio in Japan, and Digital Reality are a studio in Hungary. I was going to say in Hungary.
Hungary.
Based in Hungary. They recently did Skydrift on XBLA and PSN. And Cinemora is a game that they are both developing that will now exclusively be coming out on Xbox Live Arcade. So originally they hadn't really announced the platforms, I believe, but it's now exclusive to Microsoft's console. They haven't said an exact date yet. They've said that is the next kind of thing that they'll be announcing, which will be at a later date, but is now an XBLA exclusive. No price points announced, but it's pretty cool because it looks like a pretty awesome game.
Some dude says, where can I get a shmup without importing?
There's only a few you can buy it on UK.
Death Smiles is a localized shmup.
Yep, as
from
is
that XX Vix thing, and he said I could call him Vince.
Yeah,
I think
with the kisses.
Hey XX Vincey Vince.
You can also get Dodonpachi Resurrection as well.
Desert Strike, cool!
But not many shmups released. There's, of course, a few on XBLA and PSN, but otherwise, without importing. There's a few stores. There's a place in London called Game Focus, I believe. They import games, but they're quite expensive.
Do I?
Yes.
Is it true, is it?
Mm-hmm.
King of the Fighters?
Yes, King of the Fighters 13.
52 13.
There is now a demo out for King of Fighters on PS3 and Xbox 360 as well. Yes, on PS3 it's out today / tomorrow.
About where I come from, yeah, around Somerset.
Actually, is that an American date? It comes out tomorrow.
It does.
See, I could read that as today / tomorrow depending on the region, but I'm guessing that's an American date. You can download the demo off Xbox Live Arcade or Xbox Live Marketplace as well. King of Fighters 13 is of course the most recent King of Fighters game, because there's actually been 13 made now.
Yeah, I was getting at with all my finger stuff and then you interrupted me and made me feel like a noob.
In America, I believe it was released by Atlus, however in the UK it was released by Rising Star Games, who of course are bringing lots of cave games over here. That's my new top. Charles saying that. Yeah, so King of Fighters 13 demo out now. Give it a play and then you can see if you like it. I believe they released it quite cheaply. So yeah, you can check it out and see if you like the game. The demo itself has 6 playable characters, 2 stages, and supports online play. Next up in the news,
Nintendo 3DS.
So the new Nintendo 3DS update is now live. If you have a 3DS, turn it on. You can actually you can download the update even if you're not connected to the internet. You can do it via the SpotPass stuff, which is quite cool. It includes the... We've mentioned it already. We've already mentioned it before.
Indeed.
We've already mentioned it before. You get, what is it, the street, the challenge, Street Pass Quest 2. It adds, like, achievements. You know how Nintendo have always said, we don't do achievements.
We don't do achievements.
They've added achievements. So I got achievements for, like, meeting 100 people and meeting 200 people and then meeting 5 men in a row and all these other things. Oh, meeting people in different countries. It was quite interesting because it just kept... It installed the update and then I went into the Street Pass thing and it was like, bing, 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 from all the things that I'd gotten. So, yeah. Although, I will say, I know a few people who have had problems with the update, so...
Yeah, people who turn their console off during the update.
No. So I know some people who now, when they try and launch games they've downloaded via the store, they black screen and don't play. One of the games actually came out the day of the update and doesn't want to work anymore. I haven't tried any of my downloaded games yet, so I haven't tried... What have I got? I've got Link's Awakening and a few other things. I haven't actually bought much on my 3DS. So it's kind of a hit or miss. So you may download the update.
I used to have a drumstick on this.
And it may have problems.
Now it's gone.
Yes, and you've eaten it.
Damn. I should have brought some more up in relation to mine.
You could have. You got loads now. Or a few.
True that. Yep. Are you done jib-jabbing about 3DS?
Yes, 3DS. So you can download the update now via the Spot Pass.
Let's talk about Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Master System this is coming out on. And it's a side...
What about the Sega Saturn on the Mega Drive one?
I have a Master System. I don't have a Mega Drive. I don't have a Sega Saturn. I have a Master System.
Charlotte was telling me the other day there's one on the PS2 that is a Jurassic Park builder.
Yeah. Do you not know that?
I haven't got it.
Oh, God. I'll have a look, see if we got it.
Oh, let me know if you do, because Charlotte wants it.
Because they don't want to buy.
Apparently it's quite rare.
Buy one, get one free.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Bog Off Windsor.
So, yes, as Paul started... Operation Jurassic.
Yes, thank you.
Jurassic Park is now coming out on 360 in the UK thanks to Calypso Media. Before Telltale were trying to find...
Calypso? That's the stupid wizard from Simon the Sorcerer. I'm sick and tired of trying to find you, you stupid wizard.
Well, you know that game off by heart.
That's not the point.
Yes, so Telltale were looking for a publisher in the UK and wherever in Europe it's being released. Calypso Media have now done an agreement, so they'll be releasing it on PC and Xbox 360.
So is this game expected actually to be any good?
It comes out next year. It's already out.
Yeah, but is it
any Charlotte good? Played it. She enjoyed it. It's kind of... I'm probably wrong in saying this because I haven't played it, but from what I know of it, it's like Heavy Rain in Jurassic Park time.
Jurassic Park time?
But I think... well, in
not
Jurassic,
place, just time.
Well, you know what I meant. Except in a way, I think it's less cinematic and more deaths and varieties of deaths. So it's kind of an adventure game. It's not a shooting dinosaurs. It's not Dino D-Day.
What? Dino D-Day?
On Steam. Quick time. Yeah, it's quick time events, pretty much. So you're pressing things to do stuff and
ooh,
running
I
away from dinosaurs.
That sounds exciting.
Unless I'm wrong. I ain't played it.
Charlotte said it's like watching Jurassic Park.
There you go.
So, in other words, it's like watching a film I watched 20 years ago.
But yes, it's coming out on 360 and PC retail release next year. And that means, of course, you can get some G.
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Because we like G.
Jeez. Batman Arkham City has a new piece of DLC coming out. I say it's new, however it's kind of not new because it is an amalgamation of all the character skins that have come out. So it's called the Arkham City Skins Pack. It's $3.99 on Games for Windows Live or 400 Microsoft points. No mention here of... Oh, there you go. That says in the UK. I wonder if it's not available elsewhere. PlayStation Network for $3.99 as well. In it, you get the 1970s Bat Suit skin, Year One Batman, Dark Knight Returns, Earth One, Batman Beyond, Animated Batman, and Sinestro Corps Batman.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So it's all the pre-order bonuses that were released. So if you kind of missed out on those, you can now pick them up for £4. I know some people who will, because they're Batman fans.
Batman, eh? That's that game with the Batman.
I quite enjoyed it.
What about Batman? Chat room? Does a chat room like Batman?
I thought Arkham
Do we
City
think Batman sucks? Do we think he should be shot for being a noob? Or for being a bourgeois flipping little numpty?
He is a little bit of a rich kid.
Anyway, let's talk about the dinosaurs.
He's not as bad as Iron Man, though.
Iron Man, really? I mean, Iron Man's like 50 times lamer than Batman.
I know, that's why. I like Batman, I don't like Iron Man.
50 times lamer.
But then I always say he's Iron Man's a rich guy, and then everyone's always like, but Batman's rich too.
Yeah, but at least Batman... Actually, they both suck. Let's get James Bond back, because he's a cool
Bond.
Superhero who flies around and stuff like that. Yeah, 007, man.
This is when does James Bond fly?
He's a superhero.
Is he?
Sure, that's what the GoldenEye advert told me.
Oh. Oh, the GoldenEye advert. Yeah. The GoldenEye advert was on when GoldenEye was on last night. Oh. I then turned over and put on Spaced.
I heard you watching that rubbish. Darkness 2.
Yes, so Darkness 2, they have announced...
That made me get double face palm.
They have announced the... narrative co-op pack that's coming alongside the game. So it takes place alongside the single player campaign. So things kind of intertwine. You can play with up to 4 friends, and you all get your own darkness weapons. And yeah. Do I need to go into much detail?
No.
It's called Vendettas. It explains the universe of Darkness 2 a bit more. And it allows you to all play alongside each other, really. There's a lot more details, but... I can mention about the dark powers.
Okay.
There's a few. So there's Inugami, which allows you to wield the mythical Kusanagi samurai sword. That is rumoured to kill lots of people. You can also use Shoshana, which is... What? This stuff is, like, crazy in Britain.
It's crazy. Crazy.
So, Shoshana is an ultra-efficient agent for Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency.
Oh, yeah.
Why have you done that so close? Mossad. I've never heard of Mossad before.
Yeah, it's like the Israeli Secret Service.
Is it?
Sorry, Secret Police.
I've never heard of the term before.
Well, that's because you don't really read much in the news, do you?
Jimmy Wilson. Oh, these are... Yeah, these are people. Jimmy Wilson and J.P. Dumond. Jimmy Wilson is a dude from Glasgow. Glasgow.
What, Foulclaw Land?
Yep, and is a notorious alcoholic. Because obviously,
he's Scottish because he's an alcoholic.
That's a bit of a stereotype.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
Of course it's not.
I'd say it's a bit of a stereotype. No, and this J.P. Dumont guy is some dude from New Orleans.
Oh, God. That's just what we need.
So, yeah, the 4 players you can play as don't include... his name... No. What's his name? I can't think of what his name is.
Neither can I.
I like Darkness. I'm not too hot on Darkness 2.
I don't know, but this news item's taking a while. What's the hold up?
But yeah, you don't play as what's his face, main dude.
It's the dimmer switch. Watch out!
What's his name? You having fun there?
Well, to be honest, you've kind of stopped talking, haven't you? Stop advertising Dell.
Star Wars: Old Republic news. They have now announced that. Early access is starting
soon.
December 15th? No, December 13th. There you go. At 12 PM. December 13th, 12 PM in the UK, early access begins, so you get 7-day head start on playing the Old Republic if you're interested in that.
I know, I've broken it.
They're allowing you to preload it. It's either now or from that date as well. Anyone who's pre-ordered it in the UK, game have shipped out all the copies. Which is great, because it means I've bought it.
Game, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because game is the only place stocking the Star Wars Old Republic Collector's Edition. £430. Yeah, so you'll be... If you've put in your, you have to put in your pre-order code, which if you haven't done it by the 19th or the 15th, something like that, my email said,
soon,
you don't get early access.
Do it now.
And you've just got to wait until the game's released on the 20th of December.
Aye, the 20th.
20th of December.
Aye, look, come on, let's speed things up a bit, shall we?
Yep. Do you want to talk about the next item?
There's a new X3 expansion pack coming out. Albion Prelude.
Yep.
I don't know anything about it. Maybe Catherine does.
Okay. So, it is a new challenge, as my press release says, in the X3 series, which is building up towards the launch of X Rebirth, which I believe, I'm guessing, is X4, almost. Which is coming out in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
So, X3 Albion Prelude takes place in a time between the old and the new X universe, and it shows the universe in flux and prepares players for things to come. What? You like the X games? Don't you?
Yeah, but I just wanted to get this double. Oh no, I've shaken all my windows
shake
away.
Shake it back! There you go. It features a new plot that explains more in the X3 universe. It has more than 30 new ships and stations, a new stock exchange feature that allows advanced investment strategies, improved graphics for high-end machines, improved UI, introducing charts to visualize economic developments, and support for head tracking. It's coming out December 15th. Head tracking.
As in with a camera?
It just says support for head tracking.
And move my head and it looks around a ship. No, that'd be cool.
So it's coming out on December 15th on Steam. And also, if you own the X Superbox, do you own that? Or did
no.
I just buy you X3?
I just have X3 on it.
So if you own
and
the
X2. If you well, own, X3 on Steam.
If you own the X Superbox on Steam, you get Albion or the Albion Prelude for free. If you own X3 Terran Conflict, you can get Albion Prelude for £9.99 as opposed to
okay.
More. And for anyone new to the series, you'll be able to buy the gold package that includes X3 Terran Conflict for £19.99. It'll also be available on Mac, OS X or Macintosh, whatever you want to call it.
Macintosh.
And there will also be a retail edition released next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing with your phone?
Faffing about. Anyway, let's talk about Soul Calibur 5.
Yes, so Soul Calibur 5.
Because finally we've got a man game to talk about. Not one of these girly space games where you go off into the galaxy with your girly pink spacecraft and your Jedi Knight floating about and then a dinosaur tagging along. Now we have a manly beat-em-up game, which is not a good beat-em-up game.
Full of girls with big boobies.
I thought we were going to get manly.
That's what Ivy is.
So what's the deal with Soul Calibur
5? So Namco UK are doing kind of like a little incentive to get people into the Soul Calibur 5 kind of spirit.
Yeah.
And in order to do so, they're asking any cosplayers in the UK
more
to do some
combat.
So we can talk about that later. Soul Calibur 5 fans, if you have any cosplays that you've already made or would like to make one, they're doing a competition where you email them your Soul Calibur 5 cosplay and you can be in for a chance to win a photo shoot as well as copies of the game or a PlayStation 3 with a copy of the game and the photo shoot. You've got until January 23rd to enter and must be available on January 28th. If you... Oi. That's you talking, mean.
Me talk? Uh-oh.
So if you're a Soul Calibur 5 fan, head up on the Namco Europe Facebook or stuff like that, and they've got posts about it, and then you can get in on these stuff. And I'm sure then they may use your photos of your cosplay as, like, promotional material, I imagine.
Sims 3 Showtime is a game.
Yeah, it allows you to connect and share with friends and other people in The Sims without leaving the game, which, of course, you haven't really been able to do before. Mm-hmm. It allows you to take on lots of different kind of roles.
What is it? Is it a game?
Sing as acrobats. Is it an expansion?
Is it an expansion? Is it a service you just get?
No, you have to pre-order it.
Of course you have to pre-order it. It's EA.
Yeah.
The money.
It allows you to do lots of new different things.
EA Monster.
You can also share gameplay techniques.
Yeah. I play The Sims by doing this.
You can post about your Sims successes, create wish lists, send gifts, and share stuff with your friends, really. Because, of course, The Sims has never really been that social. Other than The Sims MMO that kind of
Sims MMO, which kind of flopped when all the paedophiles were on it.
Well, it never actually came out in the UK.
Yes, because all the paedophiles were on it in America, and they couldn't deal with it there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next up is, like, a giant lump of news.
Yeah, so the Spike VGAs...
Video Game Awards
were yesterday or the day before.
I say Sunday because it was 1 a.m.
whatever day it was. Yesterday, today, then yesterday. Next week, it doesn't really matter.
So yeah, it was the Spike VGAs. They were great as always. Super cheesy. They were
badly cheesy.
They were
face palmly cheesy. If I still have my double face palm
Zachary
image.
Zachary Levy, is that his name? It was the dude from Chuck. Is it Chuck? I don't know. I haven't watched it. TV show. So last year it was that dude from How I Met Your Mother.
Which one?
Barney, the one with the suits.
No, he's not from that. He's from Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it was him last year. It was
Starship Troopers. I'm a Starship Trooper, I am. Even though he wasn't a Starship Trooper. Well, he was an infantry. He was, you know,
you better not put number 3 on later.
Brainy thing.
For
number,
like a few
number
seconds.
Three, what? Yeah, let's Starship put Troopers. Starship Troopers 3 on. I'm sure we have a DVD floating around of it here somewhere.
Okay, yes. So the awards were cheesy as usual. They had these random celebrities announcing new games, which is always a bit awkward. They had Felicia Day doing like live Fruit Ninja and lots of other random stuff, eating cupcakes.
Pointless.
Although, to be fair, it was a Cakenator, Little Big Planet 2 thing, but they were eating, I don't know, it just. It was all just really kind of embarrassing. Also, like,
it seemed really lame, like it always does, because they assume that gamers are these weird people who are like 5 years old and they get entertained by rubbish like that. Just get to the games, man. Quit your jibber jabber. We care about the gaming.
Well, they were at like some point that apparently I'd fallen asleep by this point. There was some developers that were taking too long talking, so people started, some idiot dressed up as a soldier started teabagging them or something on a stage. And as well as that, they had some YouTube user who complained about the VGAs last year. They brought him on, and then he was talking crap to the guy who runs the VGAs, and it was just utterly embarrassing. I was just like, why am I watching this? I fell asleep in the end. But also because the live stream in the UK was really bad, so they weren't actually showing the adverts from America, so I'm guessing because they weren't allowed to. So when the adverts kicked in, they like paused the stream and it all went quiet and I fell asleep.
Basically, it's rubbish.
However, they've given awards out to games and they've announced a few
games.
Why
do we care what these people give awards to? We decided that they suck.
So, Game of the Year went to Skyrim.
What, it didn't go to Assassin's Creed?
No. That didn't win a single award.
Oh, God.
So, Game of the Year went to Skyrim. Best Studio...
Don't say Skyrim.
Sorry,
like it's
the Elder Scrolls
toilet.
5 Skyrim.
Disinfect them. Skyrim gets around the rim, it does.
So
in the sky.
They give an award to a Studio of the Year, which was Bethesda.
Really?
Best Xbox 360 game was Batman Arkham City.
What about
City.
EA Brightline?
Best Xbox 360 game was Batman Arkham City. Best PS3 was Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception, which is good.
How can I give best Xbox game to a non-exclusive game?
Obviously none of the other games were
Gears,
good enough. Gears,
Halo,
Gears isn't better than Batman.
Forza,
Forza won an award. Halo Anniversary may have missed it. I think it was nominated for it, maybe. I haven't got
Geometry
the nominations
Wars.
Down. Best Wii game, Skyward Sword. Yay! Not that any other Wii games have come out.
Yeah, well, let's think of another Wii game that came out. Oh, Michael Jackson.
Have I bought any other Wii? Oh,
ABBA.
Xenoblade came out this year.
Xenoblade
Chronicles. Best PC game went to Portal 2. That's not a platform exclusive. Best handheld / mobile was Super Mario 3D Land, which is good. Because if something else had won it, that'd be silly. Best shooter... Can you guess?
Battlefield.
No, it was Call of Duty.
Medal of Honor from last year.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Do you like how I said 3 and Duty?
Call of Duty
Modern Warfare 3.
MW3.
Best Action Adventure went to Batman Arkham City. Best RPG went to Skyrim. Best Multiplayer, Portal 2. Best Individual Sports Game, Fight Night Champion. Best Team Sports Game, NBA 2K12. FIFA didn't win it. But then again, these are American awards, aren't they?
Exactly. That's why Wolf's flipping stupid.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Xenoblade hasn't come out in America.
According to Vincey Vince.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Xenoblade came out a few months ago over here. They've announced it's coming out over there, though, right? Right?
Oh, look at me, I don't know.
That's a question to Mr. Vincey.
Yeah, but you won't get the question for another couple of seconds.
Well, I'll carry on with these.
Wait. Best...
No, not yet. Oh, okay. What was it had been announced? I read about something that was over here and they were getting over here, there. Damn. I know we got Zelda before mainland America did. I don't know when Canada got it. Best driving game?
Need for Speed.
Forza 4.
Need for Speed.
Forza 4. Forza 4. Best fighting game.
Come Mortal on. Kombat.
There you go. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, come on, let's get a move on.
Best motion game, Skyward Sword. Yeah. Child of Eden could have won that.
Child of Eden, what really won it.
But Child of Eden, I guess, wouldn't have won it because Skyward Sword has a bit more of a following than Child of Eden. Best indie game went to Minecraft. Best adapted video game, although I'm not sure, I don't know. Batman Arkham City. It was a bit more adapted than the other ones because it's only based off an IP as opposed to based off a film, whereas all the other games were kind of based off films. Best song in a game, Bastion! Which was Build That Wall, which is the Zia's theme, which is the one with the girl singing, which is like the best song in the game.
Okay, what and about I have the sung Skyrim it. Soundtrack?
Sorry, I didn't win it. Best original score also went to Bastion. Because Darren Korb did a really good job on the soundtrack.
Sorry, that's a dinner down.
I know, it's best graphics went to Uncharted 3. I know you'd disagree with that because you were moaning about
word, it when I played it.
Best male performance went to Stephen Merchant for doing Wheatley in Port 2. The little dude. Best female performance went to Ellen McLean for doing GLaDOS in Port 2. So Port 2 won both of those. Port 2 actually did quite good. Best downloadable game, Bastion. Yay, Bastion. And best DLC also went to Port 2 for the peer review DLC. I'll also mention there were trailers that were shown for other games that I haven't put in the show notes. So there was a new trailer for Hitman Absolution, which was not gameplay, it was just all kind of cutscene kind of stuff. Like, they showed him shooting people, but it was never gameplay. Although, the way they portray Hitman in this trailer... Hitmonkey. The way they portray Agent 47 in this trailer makes it look like they want it to be a run-and-gun game.
Oh, God.
Because he's walking through a door and he's like, poo, 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 poo,
no.
And Hitman, he's just shooting everyone in the face.
He doesn't
face
shoot
stuff.
Everyone.
He's just entering the room and loading people with bullets. And I'm just like, that's not Hitman.
That's Neo from the
Matrix.
That's
not Agent 47. That's not what it should be. There was Tekken Tag Tournament 2 trailer. Although it looked, I don't know if it was CG or if it was live action because she had pretty good hair in the trailer. But there was a trailer of people fighting. It wasn't gameplay again. Mass Effect 3 trailer was all gameplay. That was pretty cool. Though it was just like a big lump from in the game. Rainbow Six Patriots trailer was shown. So prior to this trailer, they hadn't. All they'd shown was the conceptual video that they made for the concept of the game when they were like trying to get it greenlit and all that stuff. And this one, I suppose, was maybe a little bit more centered, but didn't show any gameplay at all. It showed some dude, and there was talking, and then they put bombs on him and threw him out a building and made him explode before he hit the ground. And then the Diablo 3 intro cinematic was shown, which is really, really beautiful. So they're doing a... It starts off with a girl dreaming, and the dream's really nice because it's got like a vignette over it, so it looks really quite nice. And then it goes into normal stuff, and then it kind of introduces it all. But it's cool because it's Diablo 3, so... Mm-hmm. Okay, so there were a few announcements. The first off was the long...
Yareles. Don't say that's what I say. Can you not steal what I say?
Okay. First up,
it's not my fault. My old regional manager was called Aurelez.
The first thing is The Last of Us, which is Naughty Dog's new IP. It is a kind of slightly in the future. Something's gone wrong. Some kind of virus of some variety.
Hang on, man. Leave my arm alone. You're pulling my stuff off.
Oh, whatever. It's kind of hard to tell what it is. So there's a girl in it, there's a guy. The girl looks and sounds very much like Ellen Page. Yeah, it's like I Am Legend. And The Road, I'm told. Even though I haven't seen it yet. Although it's on Love Film, so maybe I will actually watch The Road. Although I've been told it's very sad.
Oh, I'm crying already.
Or emotional, or something like that.
Where's Falclaw?
I don't know.
Damn, Falclaw.
But yeah, so it's... They look in a way like zombies as well, but then like the dude shoots one in the head and he doesn't look, I don't know, he just looks a bit odd. It seems to be that the game's about scavenging and keeping yourself alive. I did like it because it seemed more Walking Dead than Left 4 Dead. Because even though in Left 4 Dead you're the survivors, you are still running through hordes of zombies, where it looks like, he said playing WoW maybe. It looks more like it's going for the kind of keeping yourself safe somewhere and then leaving when you have to or when you're getting attacked. But I think it looks pretty cool. Apparently it was all in-game stuff. It looked really nice. And it looks nice because it's got enslaved style environments. So it's the whole kind of post-apocalyptic but green and not brown, which is always nice. With the dialogue in the trailer, though, it makes it sound like the girl was born into the world like it was. Whereas the guy, of course, because he's a lot older, he was around before it was like that. Because she's all like, oh, he tells me of this place and stuff like that.
Happy is that from what we're talking about?
I think it looks cool. There was no release date as far as I'm aware. There's a website, thelastofus.com. When I looked at it, it was overloaded. And said that the site is currently over its quota.
Lol.
But you can watch the trailer, it's pretty cool. Wow. Probably my favourite announcement, from the whole of the VGAs. Next up, my second favourite.
Next up,
Is it my favourite? I don't know. So, Alan Wake's American, or I put that wrong. Alan Wake's American Nightmare, which is...
Wait, can we just say the proper title? Alan Wake's American Wasteland.
No, it's not. Yes, Tony Hawk.
It's a skateboarding game.
No, it's not.
They decided to spin the series off and actually do something really cool, which is...
Put Alan Wake on a skateboard?
and
grind against the Taken as opposed to shooting.
What's wrong with that? Let's start. I'm playing World War
So, Alan Wake's American Nightmare, which is the new Alan Wake game. This is, of course, an XBLA game, not a retail release. Whether that means it's really short, who knows? Remedy have said that it is going to reflect what they feel is a full-blown release. And it's not just going to be some itsy-bitsy tiny release that they're going to charge the world for. As well as that, trailer itself talks about Alan Wake's alter ego as such, or something along those lines, called Mr. Scratch, who is the Alan Wake that you see within the TVs. It looks interesting. They've added new weapons to it. There's some rapid-fire guns in there. Because, of course, before there was shotguns, pistols, rifles.
Yeah, you didn't really have any, like, you know...
Yeah, there was nothing fast, fast shooting. So that's quite nice. So they're adding new stuff to it. I don't know if they've added any new light stuff. But yeah, looking forward to that. No release date announced at all, but that's
Alan Wake is a noob.
No, he's not.
That's the chat room disagrees.
Then Command and Conquer Generals 2 was announced. This is being
this
made.
I'm saying it.
Okay.
This is a game I care about now.
Good.
It's me time. All right, me time. So they've released a game or announced it, and there's a guy in it called the General, and it's Command and Conquer. No, I'm just kidding. So BioWare are doing Generals 2. We're not entirely sure what it is, but we assume it's a real-time strategy game, because obviously it would be lame to be a weird spin-off like Renegade, which was not good.
No, not good.
Actually, well, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't Command and Conquer.
Well, it was. You know, you're walking up to this thing, and oh my god, there's a power station. I used to build 50 of those in a base. Why is there only one in this base?
questioning their layout of the levels.
But yeah, we don't really know anything about it other than it's being done by
BioWare.
Yeah,
so there was a... Yeah, I believe it's a studio that is... Like a subsidiary of BioWare almost. So it's a studio...
It's a BioWare...
From somewhere else in America.
Set up BioWare with the name and they're like, ooh, let's open a studio here. BioWare.
Oh, look at that, Paul. It's the guys that did CNC4.
Oh, no. Oh no, this game is going to suck.
So they're using the Frostbite 2 engine. There is a trailer that shows some stuff. It firstly shows like tanks and stuff shooting really up close, but then it zooms out to more RTS style and you see things flying around and stuff.
What's the point?
Aww.
Oh well, we've got StarCraft 2.
Kotaku apparently posted about that. Yeah, so, well, the thing is, if they put BioWare, people are going to get excited. However, when you think... That's quite a gamble, because then if it really sucks and they've put BioWare's name on it, it then tarnishes BioWare's
reputation.
Well,
obviously EA hope it won't suck.
Thing is, though, like, I'm sure the BioWare guys might be a bit bored of doing the same game for the last, like, 10 plus,
The thing is, they're not exactly saying how many people, you know, are still who did CNC4.
Yeah, it could be that they've actually taken some people from BioWare to make a team. They could have.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't many CNC4 people left at EA.
What, based off how it was?
Well, the designers especially.
Mm. Okay, so next up, The Amazing Spider-Man was announced. This is another Beenox Spider-Man game. Beenox, of course, made the last two, so Shattered Dimensions and...
The other one.
The new one.
Web of Shadows.
No, not that one.
Fist of the North Star.
Fist of the Big Dipper.
Stupid name. Ruin Generals 2, man.
That's very true, I suppose. That Visit guy saying Sonic Dark Brotherhood? Was it Sonic Dark Brotherhood? Was the Sonic RPG on the DS and Dragon Age 2. Yeah, Dragon Age 2 didn't do too well. Edge of Time, there we go, that's a new Spider-Man game.
Yeah, but that was EA not making it do too well because it was rushed.
Yeah, they did rush it out.
BioWare acknowledged that quite happily.
Mm. So Amazing Spider-Man, this is Amazing Spider-Man universe only, no other universes. It's got a lot to do with Oscorp and robots.
Yeah, but James Bond is a better superhero than Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's alright.
No, he's not. He's a spider, and he's not even a man. He's a...
He's a boy?
He's a stupid...
Well, it depends on what timeline you're looking at.
It's a noob.
Alright, another Beenox title. Activision obviously have them pumping them out at the moment.
The money.
Perhaps they would like a little more time. Also, I forgot to mention, Command & Conquer Generals 2 has a release date of 2013. Then Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD was announced.
Only this is going to have an Alan Wake expansion pack.
What? So this, of course, isn't, like, what were the new ones?
Ride and
something. So this is Pro Skater. So like, I'd like to think old school.
It's like sledge or I don't know what it was.
I'd like to think old school kind of Tony Hawk's when it was good. Yeah, Charles says we're remaking the good Tony Hawk's. So I quite liked number 2, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. I know a lot of people who preferred 3. However, I like number 2 best. Rash
Shred.
From the chat room says that Pro Skater was the best.
It was Ride and Shredder, the new ones.
Yes.
With the board. With the sensors and the huge price tag.
But yeah, so it's quite nice that they're redoing the series that people like know and love.
Well, they have to, since Skate has destroyed it.
Well, yeah, they did destroy
the... Ah! Who the hell's that guy? Get off my webpage.
Ah, you should come down again. They kind of killed the franchise by adding in the...
there we go.
The kind of skateboard.
Oh, my God.
Because, of course, they never had that, really, with Tony Hawk's games before. Of course, SSX had, like, a peripheral like that. But this was a bit different, and no one really caught on, also because it was expensive. And Activision then canned everything. However, it's nice that they've actually put something... They're developing something now that the fans will like. Which is good. Can you move that off the screen?
But I'm seeing people that I do donate to Wikipedia.
What, like a something of a penny?
Yeah, over like the course of 100,000 years, it cost me a pound. let's talk about...
What can I just say?
Let's talk about...
That's going to be on an arcade release... So, XBLA, PSN, Steam. Ugh. And it's coming out next year. Next up, we have Metal Gear Solid Rising... Oh, I'm sorry, would you like to say it?
We should get Adam on for this next one.
Why?
Where's Adam?
Because Adam likes Metal Gear Solid.
Where's my Skype list? Where's Adam? Is he on here?
He's online. No, he's not.
No, he's not. It's Windsor bloke and the sound test woman.
Oh, okay, I thought when it was Greenham.
Let's call the sound test woman.
Okay, so, as I was saying, Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance. So, originally it was called Metal Gear Solid Rising. We now have Revengeance. It's being developed by Platinum Games, who are, of course, the guys that recently did... what's it called? Vanquish, Bayonetta. They are, of course, the guys from Clover... Who did Akami and God Hand and Beautiful Joe and all that kind of stuff. So they've now got them on board, which means it's not your everyday Metal Gear Solid. It is now... Isn't your Outlook calendar on the camera now then? Or have
no.
You just got me on it?
No, it's just got... I know what I'm doing.
Okay, it's just got me on it. Okay,
and even if my Outlook calendar was on there...
They just see that you're going to work.
Know that I have to go to work at 10 o'clock tomorrow and 10 o'clock the day after. And I've got one appointment on Thursday, which is also going to work at 10 o'clock.
So it's not the average Metal Gear game. It is now kind of a hack and slash.
Do you want me to forward this to you?
If you want.
Okay, I don't really want it then.
No. It's a hack and slash. It's not like your usual stealthy Metal Gear. You're playing as Raiden, and he's got a samurai sword.
Raiden? Isn't that a guy from Dead or Alive?
Mortal Kombat?
Oh yeah, Raiden. Oh yeah, man, he's Raiden. No, Raiden's a guy from Dead or Alive, isn't he? I know it's not. That's that Hayabusa.
You think isn't he Ryu?
I don't know. The god Liu Kang. You suck. Get out of my computer game.
Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance is a hack and slash. He plays Raiden.
Hey man, who's this Raph dude?
Is Raph asking if it's coming out for Xbox? Raph. It is coming out for Xbox.
Raph.
Because wasn't Rising originally an Xbox exclusive? This is me thinking of my knowledge, and I'm probably wrong. But it's quite interesting that the Kojima's company have done something like this. They haven't really outsourced the development before. I know a different company did Twin Snakes, the re-release of Metal Gear on the GameCube. What are you doing? Your chair's squeaking. Metal Gear Solid Rising.
What are you tippy-tapping?
Tippy-tap. I was talking about Metal Gear. Yeah, so
still
Kojima Productions.
I thought this
Konami.
Was going to be a short show. This is 50 minutes and we're still in the news.
It's almost all over.
Okay. Well, I've got more news to add on after this.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Okay, so, yeah, it's weird because they're outsourcing the development. It's being produced by Kojima Productions and developed by Platinum Games. It is coming out... Wow, for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Windows, and PlayStation Vita at some point next year.
Can you say PSP 2, please?
PSP 2, please.
Better. What's Fortnite then?
Fortnite is a new game by Epic, which does not look like an Epic game. I'm not sure if it's being created by People Can Fly, because it just had Epic's logo, so it could be by People Could Fly, because of course they're opened by Epic. It's there was no gameplay in the trailer. Also, I should point out that Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance had gameplay in the trailer, whereas Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD was just a HD-ish, well, a high-res looking Mr. Tony Hawk skating around pipes and grinding and stuff like that. Fortnite is what looks like a zombie tower defense game, similar to Dead Block, I believe, on XBLA already. In the trailer, they scavenge for stuff and build like a fortress. The characters themselves are quite nicely stylized, whereas the zombies themselves look a bit pants.
Yeah.
There you go. Charlotte says Fortnite looks like it is Dead Block. That's
okay. Okay. And finally, Transformers: Fall of Cybertron.
Yep.
Has been announced. This is a Transformers game, apparently. The most noticeable thing is it has a Dinobot in it, which we assume is Grimlock. This will be good, because obviously all the stupid new Transformer peoples don't know about the Dinobots, which is why when I was talking to the self-proclaimed biggest Transformers fan ever, he had never heard of any Dinobots. And I was like... Grimlock.
Well, obviously, he'd never watched the cartoon.
Me, Grimlock, not nice dino. It's the legendary Grimlock man.
Yep.
And then finally, the last bit of news we've got this week is, let's actually zoom in so people can see. Not that this will actually work because the Xbox turned off.
I could have turned it on, but then it would have been a waste of powers.
The Xbox Live companion application.
Is that even going to be able to focus on it?
Dude, take a chill pill. Okay. Has come out. So this
you
basically...
You can't find your console!
This basically lets you remote control your Xbox 360 with your phone.
Yep.
So you can bring up an on-screen keyboard and press the buttons.
Gamepad.
It works both over Wi-Fi and over the interwebs. Nice. Now, this is different than the iOS one. The iOS one is the stuff that's already built into Windows Phone. Yep. Like, well, actually, it doesn't even look anything like this anymore. The iOS, because obviously now on Windows Phone it's all, you know, just built in and you don't have to load an application. Hey, there's my dude, what was that?
So the iOS one,
the iOS one is more similar to the
you can check your messages, send messages,
Xbox
look at your
Live
friends.
Extras application on here, which just gives you an extra couple of bits. This is actually a remote control for the Xbox.
Yes, so you can control the dashboard with the on-screen gamepad.
And
you can turn to play films.
I'm on the screen. Yo, my talk time.
Okay.
And the Halo Waypoint application's been updated as well. So on Windows Phone, you can get the overview of a map. So you can be doing multiplayer and see an overview of the map, see where your teammates are on the map. I would demo that, but I don't actually have it installed. Actually, I do have it installed, but since I don't have it set up downstairs already or anything like that, I can't show you. But it works over both Wi-Fi.
I imagine that could be quite good. Like
and
for
over the internet. So if you
tournaments.
If you don't actually hook your phone up to your internal network, you can still control the Xbox remotely over the internet, but you do get a bit of lag.
It wasn't much lag, though, I must say.
No, it was a lot faster than I saw. And you can just browse all the content on there really quickly, and then you can launch games directly from the phone.
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
Last week, everybody would have heard... So the clue you got was Westwood.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody guessed, as far as I know.
We
had nothing on the YouTubes.
Guessed it.
Because I had nothing in my inbox or anything. Can't wait. The answer was Knox.
Knox?
Yeah, Knox.
Is that like N-O-K? Oh, N-O-X.
Yeah.
What did that come out on?
Like PC. It's Westwood Man Knox.
Published by EA in 2000.
Yeah.
Let's say it was a role-playing game.
Yeah, role-playing sort of adventure game.
So you played it?
No. Rubbish game. I played strategy games and World of Warcraft. Grants to nobody. Seen the box many times, never played it. No, nobody played it because it's probably rubbish.
Have I seen the box?
Oh, Catherine! Now you're making me load up the stuff when we should be doing the show.
Oh.
Knox, Westwood. Right again. There you go, that.
Oh, it's in that box, yeah. He always looks really cheesy.
That is legendary. Let's just quickly show it for the people watching live. Knox! Yeah, so it's a game everyone's seen and recognised the logo, but nobody's played it. Especially me. This week we got something a little different.
You always say that.
Oh no, Catherine can see information about it.
Wow,
she can see it's
at 64 kbps.
She can see I've saved it at 64 kbps.
It's also 6.7 seconds long, and it's at constant bit rate, and its audio quality is low. Cool.
Okay, it's this.
That was a bit quiet, wasn't it?
Fine, I'll turn it up for everyone. And also you.
I guess... the birds are
yes,
asleep.
Yes, that may be a monkey in the background, but it may also be a bird. It may also be what I just recorded outside the window earlier on. no clues for this. No clues. This is I'm not doing it. No more clues. It's too easy with a chat room now. Any guesses? Sounds like a bird. Sounds like a bird, yeah. Okay, there might be a bird in it. There might also be the wind blowing. I assume it's the wind anyway, I don't really know for sure.
So it's a long title with a word that...
One clue, it came out within the last 12 months. How's that?
A whole year?
Okay, it came out within the last 8 months.
So it came out at the start of the year?
No, it came out within the last 8 months. It could have come out today. It might be out next week. Who knows?
But
someone keeps guessing Dead Island.
OneNote thinks there's a word in it.
Stop looking at the spell check.
Correctly.
Stop looking at the spell check. That's cheating.
Yeah, but it could be anything still.
I better not hover over in case it pops up.
It wouldn't pop up, would it?
Who knows? I've never tested it. So we've got Mastertronic 85, or however you say your name. Mastertronic 85 guesses Dead Island. Catherine, you got 5 seconds. Bye. What? That's it. Time up. Ha 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 ha.
Have I played it?
Have I played it?
I don't get that as a clue.
Have you played it? Probably.
Do I own it?
I don't know if you own it. Actually, I do know, but I don't think I'm going to tell you.
Oh, but you know I have lots of games anyway.
Okay, you do own this game.
Shit.
Don't swear on the show. It's no good effing and blinding.
I may not have played it, though.
I can tell you ain't played it much.
Oh, really?
Actually, I don't know. You might have done it. I don't know. You might have played it when I'm on here.
When weren't you here?
Like back in Aldershot? Not that that's a clue to when it came out. It might be a diversionary tactic as to when it came out. Who knows?
Diversionary tactic, huh?
Anyway, let's. That's it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so...
It's very vague.
Mastertronic also guesses Shadow of the Colossus. It's not Shadow of the Colossus. It's not a rehash. It's not a re-release. It's not a PS2 game. Go away. Yeah, so that's that over and done with. If you think you know what it is and you're listening to the podcast, feedback at gamercast.net. Leave a comment on this week's entry on the website, gamercast.net/whatever the name of the show is.
Grimlock.
YouTube. You can leave a comment on there, and apparently Catherine will forward it to me, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can do that as well.
Releases this week.
Luckily, our new releases this week are actually quite short.
Mm-hmm. they're long though, because two of the games that we mentioned last week are coming out this week.
So we're going to quickly talk about...
There's a PowerPoint.
I know there's a PowerPoint. I'm saving it for when you actually start talking about the game.
So first up is trying to... There you go, I knew that was the wrong one.
Trying, there's, look, man, I've got graphics for you.
So this is actually out of, or available on Steam already. So if you didn't want a retail copy, so if you didn't want a boxed product with the original Trine, the soundtrack, and a little art book, you can already buy it off Steam, or you can pick up the retail release as well. Trine 2 is, of course, a physics puzzle kind of game made by Frozen Byte in... Where you take on the role of there's a wizard, a thief, and a knight, and it's all kind of physics based, and you've got to like figure out the best way to figure out the puzzles, and it has co-op as well, so you don't have to play as them on your own like you did with the last
one. Well, we talked about it last week, so if you really want to get into detail, listen to last week.
Yes.
Next up, Darkstar. We also talked about this.
Yes, this is like a cheesy like 90s full motion video adventure game for PC.
So it sort of describes the crazy video effects I keep doing to everyone in here.
In the Darkstar universe.
Cheesy.
Yeah. So yeah, that's out. And then finally, we have...
You can stay
up. Order up. Well, I was waiting for you to change the thingamajig. For the PS3, which is a DS game actually, and it was out on the Wii originally and is being released
so
for PS3.
So it's just like Dino Dash, is it?
You've asked me this before and...
So nobody, it looks like Dino Dash?
I think it's a cross between like Dino Dash and Cookie Mama.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Of course there is a release next week as well, which is Star Wars, and we will mention that next week, but I believe that is probably it before Christmas. And then there'll of course be a trickle of releases in January, and most will be out February, but more likely March, like when Mass Effect 3 comes out in March.
Ew eyes.
Aye. I figured about that last week's name of that game, Nox. Those crate smashings sound like Crash Bandicoot's crate smashings.
Crash Bandicoot. Don't tell Falcon that. He named his dog after Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, did he? Is that why it's called Crash?
That's why if you hear me shouting Crash, it's because I'm trying to get his dog to eat his speakers. Crash! Crash! Not that he's even listening to this, the noob.
Noob.
Yeah, he is a noob, isn't he? Look at these noob people. Especially. Oxlow, what kind of name's that? Like, these people, I mean, that, well, actually, that's a kind of silly name as well.
It's not Char Toilet, though.
Char Toilet, and who's this? Gamercast.net? That's a stupid name. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week, really. Oxlow disagrees and says, I know Nab. You know a Nab? Yeah, it's yourself. So, yeah, we're back next week with a short, condensed show. Unlike this week.
Well, because there won't be VGA stuff lot next week, will there?
No, I'm sure there'll be some other thing to talk about. We'll spend half an hour talking about the one news item or some other crazy thing. We're going to have two episodes off over Christmas, I think.
Yes, so we'll have an episode next week, but the week after that...
The 26th and the 2nd we'll probably have off.
Yeah. Well, the 2nd's a bank holiday.
We could do it the 2nd, couldn't we?
2nd's a bank holiday.
Okay, we might have... Okay, Catherine wants 2 weeks off.
Maybe.
I only want 1 week off because I'm dedicated.
We could do it the 2nd.
Nah, screw that.
I'm just thinking of getting more gaming time.
Because the thing is, yeah, if we wait a week and then from the first week in January, we can do like a listener vote on their game of the year.
Yeah, we'll have a feature on the website before the new year then.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll catch everyone later.
Yeah, bye.